growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas.
And greetings, gardeners. I am Sandy Mosier, and I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. He is taking your calls at 281-833-3333, and I like to call him the professor of soil. And I know all of our Home Show Garden Pros, they are professors in and of themselves. But John, I just love the science you bring to our table because it helps us all understand on what we're reading in our plants, gardens, and landscaping. And John and Shelby, we have Roz on the line. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning.
How are you? What do you have for Shelby and John?
I am a new listener.
Yay.
But I'm not new to MicroLife.
Oh, even excellent. Better. Okay, keep going.
And I've been to Nature's Ways. It's a great place. It's
you are just racking up. You're racking up the points with us, Roz. Great. Well, good to hear from you. What's going on in your lawn and garden?
I have a lawn, and I have a lot of vegetables and a lot of plants, and I wanted to know if I could take my MicroLife 624, the green bag, the all-organic biological fertilizer, and take those granulars and somehow make not a compost tea, but like a fertilizer tea or some type of a granular. Beside that, I could make some kind of a liquid out of what I already have.
Yeah, you can put it like to a coffee grinder and pulverize it. Then it becomes, you know, where you can be like a silt suspended in water, and you could pour it on that away.
Okay. And I can pour it all over my lawn like I do.
Yeah. But there's no need to do that. You just scatter it as it is. It sits there until acted on by microbes. And when it's cold, the microbes are not real active. They're like we are. Mm. And when the weather warms up, they'll start breaking it down, releasing the nutrients. But that's when the plants need it.
Okay, so if she spreads the granule 624 right now, one, it's not going to hurt the lawn.
Correct.
And two, it's going to hang out there until it's needed.
Unless we get extreme monsoon, it'll just sit there and be waiting until it warms up and the microbes will start breaking it down, releasing the elements, and then. But that's when the plants need them. So
okay.
It's in sync with nature.
And we've gotten that little to-do done in the nice weather.
Correct.
Even better.
That's great. That's great. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Roz.
Thanks for call, Roz. So the other thing I like of MicroLife, and I usually do that in the spring or the summer, is the liquid seaweed.
It's great
magical.
Something that Mike can't tell you about, but because of the agricultural molasses in it.
Yes.
When certain insects like aphids, spider mites eat it, they cannot digest it. It ferments in their gut into alcohol and kills them. So it actually is a pesticide. Particularly like when lace bugs eat on lantanas.
Yes.
It works great as a preventative and curative.
Yes, and I think that's when I started using it because I got that on my leaves of my lantanas.
Yep.
And they recovered in no time at all.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, great. I'm glad you added that piece of education there. I love the whys.
You know, you're asking about spring earlier, too, we were talking about. Like I was noticing this morning, it was almost 12, 13 degrees colder in Conroe than it was in Richmond.
Isn't that amazing?
Where Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden are.
Right.
So the spring season, depending on what part of the area you're in,
yeah,
may be delayed a week or two in different parts of the area. If you're on Galveston Island, you may be the 1st of February. Conroe may be the 1st of March.
That's true. And then we always talk about soil, you know, north versus south of the bayou.
Yep. There's a change, soil type change.
Yeah. Well, great. Thank you for adding that. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we appreciate you listening. And thanks for calling in and listening. And you can get, you can reach John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center here in the studio this morning at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Think your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey. Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace final straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Sharon, online at siennamulch.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
And welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am Sandy, and I am here in the studio with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center on 45 north of Conroe. Actually, south of Conroe, north of the Woodlands. Beautiful location right off of 45. And he has Shelby with him from his team. She is here also taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And we were at the break just talking about, right before we left, we were talking about the MicroLife and the liquid seaweed and MicroLife fertilizer and what it does and how it is organic and you can never hurt your lawn or your garden. So I appreciated what you were talking about in that. So thank you for making sure that we understand about that, the beautiful effects of MicroLife and the rapid effects. Now, I was telling John and Shelby that at one point I was not complaining, but I was commenting that, you know, I could lock my dogs up and go and do my MicroLife fertilizer, the granules. But I mean to tell you, I've got one dog who really likes MicroLife and it's not bad for them, but you know, I wanted it for the lawn. And I had mentioned it to Sherry and or Anita from Nelson's and from Plants for All Seasons. And they both said, oh, have you tried the liquid seaweed? And that's what we were talking about at the break, that to me, it seems so magical. But John, you were mentioning, why am I seeing that rapid change? I literally would do it one evening and the next morning, everything looked brighter and more alive than it did the day before.
It could be several effects. The seaweed from the ocean has a lot of trace elements in it.
Mm-hmm.
Often plant growth is limited by the element in shortest supply. So plants can absorb elements directly through their leaves as well as their roots. So that's one thing. It has food in it that feeds many beneficial microbes that produce growth hormones.
Okay.
So that's another fact. So those kind of combined can actually make a plant feel good.
Yes. And you can literally see the difference. Even midsummer, you know, when you're kind of done everything you can do and, you know, I've been told to, if I'm going to spray my plants with the liquid seaweed, in the summer, I should do that in the evening, right? So they can have the chance to absorb, maybe not in the heat of the day.
Yeah, either early morning or late evening.
Yeah.
I don't like to go too late because I don't like to have leaves that are wet
overnight. Oh, in the evening. Okay, so early morning, and that's a beautiful time to be out
Correct.
In the summer. Okay. I need to remind people, John and Shelby, that not only can they call in at 281-833-3333, but we have the shows on podcasts. So however you get your listen to your podcasts, and if that's maybe one of your New Year's resolutions to learn something new, so grab Home Show Garden Pros on your podcast and listen to it while you're out gardening is a great idea. If you're taking a break during the day at work, you can also go to homeshowgardenpros.com. And go online, and we've got lots of resources, and we have all of our Home Show Garden Pros links on there that you can look for, and you can send us an Ask a Pro question, and we will go over some of those after the break. People can send in pictures and questions about what's going on in their lawn and garden, so lots of resources for people in gardening, landscaping, and we haven't even started to talk today about veggie gardens, so a lot of things to talk about, and we're taking your calls at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Hey, you, it's me, your feathers, talking. Look, I know you don't give me much thought, but colder weather is here, and you'll expect me to keep you warm. So, how about calling AirTech of Katy for a 19-point furnished checkup? Sorry, it's dusty up here. AirTech of Katy will make sure I'm safe and sound to keep you warm all winter. So how's about you do for me, and I'll do for you? Call AirTech of Katy and they'll make sure I keep you warm all winter. Fair enough? AirTechofKaty.com.
Give your plants and flower beds a winter blanket of mulch. It helps plants keep warm in winter. Mm-hmm. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I hope that you are looking out a window and see that beautiful sunshine and thinking of what is on my to-do list. And hopefully on your to-do list, you are obviously listening to us, and we appreciate that. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333. And our experts this morning taking your calls are John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And he brought Shelby along. So we have got a two for this morning. And John and Shelby, we've got Michael on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Of course. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm from the Spring Branch area. I had a question for either one of your guests. Do y'all have any snapdragons right now on sale? Because mine just died during the freeze.
We do not have any snapdragons at the moment. Hopefully we will be getting some in about 2 weeks, I think.
Okay.
What are some other options for them? What are snapdragons?
Violas.
Oh, violas are hardy.
Yes, they're very hardy. Petunias, dianthus are great. They're very hardy. And they're perennials as well. Some of them are. I think there's a few more. Petunias. Oh.
Cyclamens.
Oh, yeah, the cyclamens. Mm. Good. Okay. So there are some options for you if you want to plant something today. You could go to Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center up north.
Well, we don't have in yet.
Okay.
But probably a Sherry Harrods, Plants for All Seasons.
Plants for All Seasons.
We don't like to order things that may die. You know, the box stores like to get things in early.
Yeah, I don't.
So they're almost guaranteed to die. Then you come back and do it again.
Right.
Generate repeat business. We don't do that.
Right.
We try to bring them in at the correct planting time.
Right. And that's why we really love our Home Show Garden Pros is because you're all locally owned. And Michael, if you've been listening for a while, you've heard the variety of them. And they're experts in their field. So they're really guiding us. And so we're not wasting money. And we're really working on our soil. And we're planting the right plants at the right time and in the right place. So I appreciate your call. You have another question for them?
I do. I have another question. During this recent freeze, my satsuma and my mandarin fruit trees, they're taking it bad. The leaves on them are like half dead, and the stems that are holding up the leaves, they're like pretty much almost dead. The question that I have, if I go all the way to the bottom, maybe about a foot from the bottom, very green,
Very, very green, but there's no leaves there. Is it okay if I cut down to the very bottom where there are no leaves? Because I've always heard that, you know, a plant survives through its leaves.
So I wouldn't recommend cutting it back down to the very bottom, and that is because most citrus are grafted. So the rootstock is going to be a variety of citrus that is very, very hardy, and it is the top of the citrus that is that that individual variety, the mandarin or your satsuma. So I wouldn't recommend going all the way to the bottom. Citrus take a little bit longer than normal to show whether they're alive or not because of that graft. It takes a little bit longer to for it to start showing that they're still alive. I would give it some time. If you see any black stems or where your leaves are holding on, I would trim the black off. I would give it a little bit longer than normal plants just to see if you start seeing some new growth on that top. And
well, I was going to go about a foot above the graft. I definitely don't want to go down to the graft because there is totally green. The base, the stem is totally green. It's about a foot above the graft.
Okay.
The graft. Is it okay if it comes to me, you know, if everything dies on the top, all the leaves and all that, is it okay to eventually cut down about a foot above the graft where there are no leaves?
I think that if you give it a little bit of time and it's still not, you're still not seeing any new growth, it would be fine to cut it back to that point. I would cut it at a 45 degree angle because you're cutting it on such a large piece. You want to make sure any water that gets on top of it doesn't sit on top of it. You want to make sure it rolls off because it's possible that you could get some sort of bacterial or fungal infection on that large cut, and that's basically your whole tree.
So, Michael, was it in the ground or in a pot?
It was in the ground.
Okay, and how old is it?
Probably like around 5 years old.
Oh, okay, so it made it through the 21 freeze.
It did, but I covered it. However, this time around, I didn't cover because I was inundated with many other plants that I had to cover, and I eventually ran out of the frost blanket.
Oh, yeah.
And was exposed. But I did cover up the bottom. I did put a mound of mulch around it, and that's maybe why it is so green at the bottom.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, also, satsumas are one of the most cold-hardy of all the citrus.
Oh, good to know.
They also, most of them can grow on their own roots. They don't have to be grafted. The other one that does that is the bloom sweep grapefruit. It grows on its own roots.
Okay. Well, Michael, it sounds like you really did the right things, though, even though you weren't able to get it covered. So let's cross our fingers. But it sounds like Shelby's saying kind of be cautious about the trimming of it. John?
Yeah, I agree totally.
Okay. All right.
And I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. I know we want to do something. I mean, I hear you, Michael. You know, it's like I want to fix it right now. Well, in some of this, we have to take a deep breath and just hang on.
Yeah, the other thing, if you cut it, prune it too early, you can get a wicking effect where moisture will come up, pull out of the root zone, and evaporate, which stresses the plant even further and may prevent it from recovering.
Okay.
Wow.
So proceed with caution.
Well, thank you both for your advice, and thank you both for being there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we appreciate them being here. Well, thanks for your call, Michael, and have a great weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we'll talk with Trish.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Everybody, it's Anita
and Mary. Hey, Mom, do you know what season this is?
It's bed building season.
That's right. These periods of mild weather are a great time to get out there and build new garden beds.
Not only that, but it's also a great time to refresh your existing bed.
Now, how do you do that?
First, prune back and remove all the mushy stuff from the past freeze. Next, check your woody shrubs for life.
That's right. By using the scratch test, just scratch back a bit of the bark, and if it's green underneath, the plant's still alive, and you just leave it alone until spring.
Next, add humate Plus from MicroLife, and additionally add a half inch to 1 inch of Nature's Way leaf mold compost.
You can also add 3 to 4 inches of pine straw to suppress winter weed growth.
An alternate method would be to use a pre-emergent to keep weed seeds from germinating.
And you can find all your bed building needs here at Nelson Nursery,
including some prescriptions for your freeze-stressed plants.
Yes, we have the Boomerang comeback formula from Fox Farm and MicroLife liquid fertilizers that help strengthen your plants after they've been through that stress of the freeze.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens,
you can find us.
And now back to John and Sandy.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center up on 45. And 249 would be Plants for All Seasons, who is also a Home Show Garden Pro. Out in Katy, Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. South is Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And today we have Nature's Way Resources. So thank you for being here, John.
Certainly.
And Shelby. We have got Trish on the line. Trish, what do you have for them?
Okay. I was wondering with the MicroLife fertilizer, I had some work done in my yard and the excavators, left a line of just mud there, and I have grass, lining it too on the outside of where they were digging. And if I were to put MicroLife in that area, would that help the grass restore more quickly? And the other question is I want to invest in buying some dwarf Burford hollies. And are those really and truly cold hardy? Because I'm thinking about going from, some of the tropicals that I have that, don't look so good right now to the Burford hollies that are advertised to deal with or better able to deal with a cold.
Well, I answered the first part of your question. The MicroLife fertilizer will definitely help the soil recover and get the grass to grow. Maybe put a little sprinkling compost on it too.
Mm-hmm.
So
for the Buford hollies,
I would say yes.
They are
the compost. What kind of compost?
Leaf mold compost.
Of course,
Nature's Way.
Leaf mold compost, Nature's Way, and we're not just saying that because it. Tell her just a little bit about your leaf mold compost so we understand why should we be using that.
Well, it's primarily leaves, been composted slowly for several years, and it's a mixture. It's a perfect balance of bacteria and fungal species that turf grass requires.
Okay. And you can get that at any of the Home Show Garden Pros. You also have it at like Ace Hardware's.
Of the Ace Hardware stores.
Yeah.
There's about 20 places around town.
Yeah,
to carry.
Or you can go to Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center and get them in the bags or in bulk.
Yep.
So Shelby, you have a follow up with her on her other question.
Right, the Buford hollies. They are very cold hardy. So at the nursery, we didn't cover ours, and they're doing just fine.
Wow.
There you go. That's the way I'm going to go. And I hate to give up my tropicals, but good grief, I covered one and the wind just blew it off. Basically, like it was nothing.
Yeah, we had. Yep, Michael, I think earlier talked about that too. He covered them, and it just this storm was very windy compared to the last one.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Well, great. Well, we're moving towards those natives. It's going to save us some money in the long run, I think.
Yep. Speaking of...
And make the yard look a lot less depressing than my yard looks right now.
Yes.
Yeah, there's... Like, one of the things I want to mention is, the Woodlands Township, the Water District, has a rebate to put natives in your yard, $300 per house per year. Comes off your water bill to replace these difficult plants with natives that are beautiful and feed the wildlife and butterflies and don't require much care.
Bees, birds, and butterflies.
Absolutely.
A winner.
Well, good. Well, thanks for your call, Trish. You have anything else for us?
No, that should do it.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and you have a blessed weekend.
Yeah, right, you too. Thank you, Trish.
Sandy, something I wanted to mention before I forget again.
Yeah.
You mentioned the dogs eating the MicroLife of the green bag.
I know.
They don't like the blue bag.
Really?
I learned that at my farm. You know, when I'm planting out in the fields, the armadillos, raccoons, possums will dig it up to get to my crop.
Yes.
When I switch to Ultimate, they leave it alone.
Okay, so the Ultimate is the blue bag. Now, the Humates is the purple bag.
Yes.
Okay.
But the Ultimate has a little Humate in it. And the okay. animals don't like that scent, and they leave it alone. So just by shifting that.
Thank you.
That little tidbit.
What's the number on the Ultimate?
But it's I can't hear.
Okay, but it's the blue bag.
It's blue bag.
Okay, all right. Oh, wow, what a great hint. Thank you. All right, Nika, I've just taken away your snacks. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And to remind everybody, you can give John Ferguson and Shelby a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Shelby is joining us. She is on John's team up at Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. We're thrilled to have her in the studio with us. And John, it's amazing. We love the callers. And you know what? If there's a repeated question or concern, we are all learning from it. And it's amazing that people have been listening to us for years and years, and they're still saying, now, which compost should I use and why? And we love to guide people to that, you know, what's going to work for them. It's not just a product, but it is going to be part of your natural ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And we love your leaf mold compost.
Well, thank you. It's my favorite, too.
Yes. Well, and you can feel the difference also. And, you know, I hate to be negative about big box stores, but you had mentioned it before. I think we just need to guide people on being very careful because they have a buyer up in Podunk somewhere that's not anywhere near us who is buying for the entire nation, and they know nothing about what's going on in our gardens in Texas.
Also, the box stores like to buy low-quality products that cause plant problems, so you buy the high-profit chemicals to treat it.
Okay. It's just a cycle.
It's a cycle. It's a game. It's
right.
Anyway.
Right. And we love locally owned, and I think a lot of people have moved towards that in the last years.
Yeah, all the Home Show Garden Pro, you know, nurseries and family.
Yes.
They care more about the customer and doing what's right.
Right. And their generations, and you all know your stuff. And like I said before, if I've got a question and I go to Nature's Way Resources, I don't just have to find John.
Yep.
I can find Shelby. I can find anybody who's there.
Yeah, Shelby's the manager of the nursery, the garden center.
Yeah. But you've got everybody there knows their stuff. You know, they're not just a high schooler getting their hours in.
Yep.
So it's really helpful for us to all learn our way through that. Shelby, you had said something at the break. We were talking about, we talk a lot about native plants. Tell me, what's a native plant?
So a native plant
versus a tropical.
Right. So a native plant is something that is not going to be necessarily as showy as a tropical plant.
Okay.
So a native plant is something that originated, their genetic material originated in either Texas or Louisiana or southern states in the North America, United States. And we focus on Texas natives. So plants that are from Texas.
And why? Why are we focusing on them?
They have an incredible hardiness, something that you do not see in genetic material from other plants that have been bred out. And like John was saying, you know, weak, low quality material.
Okay.
So native plant growers are a lot more specialized. They actually have to go out and find the plants to be able to cultivate and grow them.
Okay.
So we like to carry them because they just do so much better here because they're supposed to be planted here.
They're Texas tough.
Yes, Texas tough.
And they are beautiful. I mean, I think that the native plants are beautiful.
I do too.
You know, it's not, maybe you don't have a big hibiscus flower, but John, you had mentioned, though, there are some hibiscus.
Hibiscus machicas, one of our natives, has a flower like that.
Right. So you can still have the big showies if you want.
Yeah, hibiscus coccinea has the Texas star, has a 6-inch fire engine red flower.
See, we've got lots to choose from.
Yep.
So we'll add some more to their list, Shelby, when we return. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach John and Shelby at 281-833-3333 to pick their brains. 281-833-3333. And when we return, we've got Terry on the line.
You got to eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Winterize now with MicroLife Humates Plus 004 and MicroLife Ocean Harvest 423 to see success this spring. condition your soils with one application of MicroLife Humates Plus. Follow up with spraying MicroLife Ocean Harvest for additional degrees of frost protection. Find MicroLife at your local garden center. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Forget about fertilizing. Fertilizing in winter burns your plants. Wait for now. We'll tell you when to start again. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Well, you know what? Bigger is not always better. I visited a one-stop shop this week called Sienna Mulch. It is a family-owned and operated, surprise, surprise, out in Rocheron area. And Sienna Mulch is a green waste recycler. They manufacture some of their own hardwood mulch. And it, like I said, it's family-owned and operated. And I got to walk around and hike around their piles of dirt and play in their dirt and see all of their tools and supplies and mulches. And when you are at Sienna Mulch, you can choose from mulch, soil, sand, compost, gravel, and stones. Beautiful, fun stones for walkways or edging your landscaping and garden. Sienna Mulch also carries your favorite fertilizers and plant foods. And that we can do right now. We can feed our lawns and gardens. And Sienna Mulch has landscapers tools, which is great because it's a one-stop shop. Plus, they can deliver some small loads within 20 miles. Sienna Mulch is so much more than mulch. Find out more about Sienna Mulch at homeshowgardenpros.com.
All right. Well, it's good to be back here at Home Show Garden Pros, and I think we got Terry on the line.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
We're good.
Okay. Well, do me a favor now.
Uh-oh.
I've been listening to your show for a while, and I'm good with everything. I go more towards trees and fruit trees and all that, but talk to me like I know nothing, which I'm going to. I want the best dirt that I can either buy or either I haven't started a composter yet, but I'm going to. I know to go that direction, but right now, if I wanted to put some dirt in some raised beds, which already have the dirt, I need to start the topsoil. So what would I need to buy for the best dirt for any type of vegetable or all vegetables? Is there such an animal?
The best general purpose soil is rose soil. It's a mix of compost, composted topsoil, and some sand for drainage.
Yes, sir.
And that's a good general purpose. Then you add your fertilizers and trace minerals to it.
Yes, sir. And where can I get a truckload of that? I need a pickup truck.
Well, that's what we specialize in. Yeah. The rose soil we sell was designed by the Houston Rose Society.
Okay.
And roses are heavy feeders. That's why if it grows roses, it'll grow anything.
Oh, that's good to know.
So.
Do you know where Nature's Way Resources is up north on 40?
I do. Actually, okay. I've purchased dirt from him before. I have several times from my sister's house, but this is for my house, which is up in Cold Spring. So I'm good with that, too.
Okay.
But yes, ma'am, I have bought numerous things from him. Sure have. And I liked everything I bought from him, too.
Now, what are you, planting a vegetable garden, you said?
I am going full-blown vegetables this year. I've been doing some research, and I'm going to try to go as much as I can on superfoods because I'm changing my, not my diet, I'm just changing the way I'm eating because I've fought off some cancer, and I've been doing a lot of research, and I'm going superfoods. That's what I'm going after.
Excellent. Excellent.
Awesome. That's a great journey. That's good news, and I want you to keep us posted on that. Now, John, describe again. He gets the rose soil.
Well, for fruit trees, general flower beds. Now, we have two mixes for vegetable gardens. We have just our basic vegetable garden. It's general purpose. Then we have what we call a garden mix light, which has extra compost in it. It's good for root crops, carrots, turnips, radishes, potatoes,
okay,
things. Because it's fluffy, it allows your root crops to get bigger.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And also, when you grow in vegetables, use remineralizer. Get those micronutrients in, particularly, are so important for health. But if they're not in the soil.
Well, I use Microlife. I love Microlife. I always use them.
That gets your majors and a couple of minors. It does not provide the micros.
Okay, so right. You need both.
That you need both to balance. There's 79 elements in the human body.
Yes, sir.
And that's where the remineralizer picks up the things that the Microlife doesn't have.
Oh,
and
so they work together. They work in conjunction. Okay, great to know.
Okay, so they're growing. Going back to the thing, the ones that are that they grow in the ground. I mean, like the tubers. I mean, like your carrots and stuff. That's a different dirt I need to use, so that way they can grow thicker and hardier. Is what you're saying?
It has extra compost, so it's lighter and fluffier.
Okay, so when I come in, I can say, hey, I need to do this specifically for this bed, or these three beds I have, and then I need to come get a truckload, because I don't need a truckload for that. I think I have three beds that I've already got pretty full, so I need to dress those about a foot down on each one of those.
Okay.
Then I have five other beds that I want to do my superfoods and my other vegetables in. I need a truckload for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just come in and say, hey, this is what I'm doing this dirt for. And then,
right.
Yeah, the sales team. That. Yeah, the sales team will tell you, but it's Garden Mix or Garden Mix Light. Pretty simple.
Yeah, and then the remineralizer you can buy in the bags.
Yeah, 40-pound bags. Each bag covers about 300 square feet, and you do it once every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and that goes a long way.
Oh,
and that
really?
You can use the remineralizer everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay, well, that's great to know, because, again, that's something else that I've learned, which I've been doing probiotics for here quite a while for my body, but I'm finding out also this book I'm reading is just phenomenal. Full of information, and the thing is that you eat healthy, but you also got to realize what goes in that dirt and where you're getting those vegetables
exactly.
From. So all these grocery stores are selling all these vegetables. The fast growers are not really getting them ripe, so not getting the full potential of all the nutrition in them. So I'm actually going after microgreens as well. So I mean, I'm doing that as well, because you're retaining 82% of your nutrition in microgreens than you are in regular plants.
Yep. And a lot of the commercial stuff, they're very deficient in trace elements.
Right, that's correct.
Because, yep. Like an ag university, you can grow a plant on 16 elements, but the human body's right. Got 79. If you don't have 79 right. In the soil, they yep. Don't get into the
right.
Food.
Right, so yep. We're missing yep. So much. Well, I love your journey, and congratulations on your success. I can't wait to hear back from you on, you're going to learn probably through the process, right? Maybe you might have some things that don't quite work out, but give us a call, and I know the Home Show Garden Pros can guide you through that.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have, and I appreciate you so much. Y'all
all
take care.
Thanks,
all right, take care,
Terry. Well, that was a wonderful call. He has been listening to you also, John Ferguson. You have some similar information on the journey on, kind of what got you to this organic. So I wish Terry well and good luck on that gardening. He's going to be visiting your place for the rose soil and the other light.
Yep.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach John and Shelby at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we will talk with Veronica.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a few moments. Good morning. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We can help you with your container design, your landscape, freshening it up, adding beautiful flowers, and if you just want to improve your grass. If you're late on your planting, we still have plenty of pansies available.
And when we have a very stressful event, our plants are just like people, right? When you're stressed out and you get sick, you need to up your nutrition game. A nice chicken noodle soup, right? So we want to increase our minerals in our body to help fight off and increase our immune system. That's exactly what we're going to be doing with our plants. We need to feed and increase the mineral content, like give them a vitamin shot, and that will help their recovery.
So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We're are here to help you with all your lawn and garden solutions. The best way is if we can get our eyes on it. So take your pictures, bring your samples, and we'll help you come up with the best solution to your lawn and garden needs. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
And happy gardening. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach us at 281-833-3333. We are talking all things green outside, and I promise we will get them green. And then later at the top of the hour, you will use that same phone number to talk about inside your house with Tom Tynan. But right now we are talking about our lawns, gardens, and veggie gardens. And we have got Veronica on the line. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning.
Hi.
So the reason I'm calling is because I have several big, beautiful century plants that obviously died in the freeze. Mistakenly, I've cut them down because they started getting black and started sluicing. I'm not sure if I did correct. Can you help me?
Okay. What do you have, Shelby and John?
So with the century plants, I'm sure that they got a little bit mushy and gushy. It is true that if you had let them stay there, it may have insulated them, and they might have a better chance of coming back from the roots. But it is possible with the agave that they have little babies just right under the soil that may pop out. It's really hard to say on that one.
Okay. So right now, since she's already cut them, should she put some nice healthy mulch around them, or
I would say to put some mulch around it, definitely. Okay. If right. you have roots left alive, the mulch will definitely help to insulate them.
But still give it another month until
give it
you
a month, yeah.
totally say goodbye mm-hmm. to them.
I think latest mid March.
Okay. And what should okay. she what could she start seeing if there is life in there?
Just any sort of light green coming up from around your original stalk.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, ma'am. It sure does.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. Give us a call back and let us know your progress, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good afternoon and a good weekend. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return right after this.
Like I was saying, doors are the magic portal to your world.
Uh-huh.
Steel doors, wood doors, iron doors, fiberglass doors, tall doors, modern doors.
Door clearance center?
Triple doors, wide doors, barn doors, interior doors, patio doors.
They have all the doors you can handle.
Door handles, door knobs, door locks.
At Door Clearance Center.
That's about it.
DoorClearanceCenter.com.
Nobody would call you drab, tired, or dull. But how about your house? Over time, its colors fade, cracks grow. Unless you call Rudy's Quality Painting. Give your house new life, inside and out. Quality painting. From crown molding to baseboards and everything in between, including door refinishing. Rudy's Quality Painting professionals refresh and renew your home. Looks better. Feels better, too. More like you, right? Get started. Visit rudysqualitypainting.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We so appreciate you joining us this morning and listening to the show. It has been such a treat. We have had two experts in the house this morning. John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and he brought a team member, Shelby, who is in charge out there at Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and she brings a whole load of expertise, and I know your focus, you love natives, and you're bringing that to the table, which is so neat. Now, Shelby and John, we talked about homeshowgardenpros.com, that people can send in questions. And here we've got a couple of questions that I'd like to see if we can get through. If they're listening, that's great. If they're not, we have a system where we'll get back with them. We'll give them the answer that you share with us. So Steve says here that he has some bad signs of pests on pine trees. Do you have any recommendations? He's up in Tomball area, so maybe that helps.
without knowing what pests, most likely pine bark borers, it is very difficult. I'd call to contact the Forest Service or the Extension Office.
Okay. All right. To diagnosis?
Yeah. If you can take some of the pests into the Agriculture Extension Office, they can diagnose what it is.
Okay. All
right. And go from the treatment.
Okay.
One of the things that you can always do is put compost around the tree all the way out and try to get the soil healthier.
Okay.
And sometimes then a plant's immune system will take over, and then the pest goes away.
Okay, so compost around the drip line. I've heard you recommend that before.
Yep.
Now, do pine trees have a lifespan?
I've seen some up in East Texas. I used to canoe the rivers, and I've seen some that big as this table, 5-6 feet in diameter.
Okay.
So they had to be 300 years old.
Okay. So they don't give up on them. Because
correct.
At one point, I think we had a caller who was questioning about his pine tree. Maybe, it was 15 years old and it was done. And we were like, wait a minute.
100 years easy.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. We will let Steve know about his pine tree care. And we have got William who sent us a question. And he says, I have a short 2-foot rose of Sharon that did not grow this year. He wants to relocate it. Should he move it now or wait? So it sounds like it's a new plant.
Rose of Sharon is a member of the hibiscus family.
Okay.
Probably wait, but it's probably dormant right now because it's deciduous.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, if it's not too big, go ahead and move it.
Okay.
Just mulch it good in the new location.
Okay. Now, roses like lots of sun, don't they?
There's not a rose.
Oh yeah,
Rose of Sharon is
yes.
a hibiscus.
It's a hibiscus. Oh, I'm sorry. Boy, that's a newbie, Sandy.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a hibiscus.
Correct. It's a hardy hibiscus serica, which is a cold hardy to sub-zero.
Okay.
But it's a tree shrub hibiscus.
Nice. Okay.
And it does like sun.
So sun
full
is.
Sun.
So if he's going to move it, still full sun, but make sure he's
mulching
it.
Minimum 6 to 8 hours.
Now, would you prefer that be in a pot?
No.
Okay. All right. So it you want it in the ground because
it's too
there's
big
some.
A plant.
So the tropical hibiscus, it's nice to have them in the pot because then I can move them in the garage. But this, good.
They're very hardy and they do very well here.
Oh, nice.
They
to
love
know.
Clay or sand. They're not picky.
Okay. Great. All right. So I wonder why he was having trouble growing it, but it could be location and it could be his soil too. So thank you for the information. We have a question from CD real quickly. We're going to go. I'm getting the signals from my board op. We're going to real fast. Lemongrass plant that has been transplanted in the ground and is doing very well. Any recommendations on caring for this wonderful plant through the winter time?
Really, if it's doing well, just let it be. If it freezes anymore,
uh-huh.
you can cut it back and you can mulch around it. It is a grass, so it will
pop right back
yeah,
up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, then he's done well. Okay. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we are enjoying your calls at 281-833-3333. And I have been here with John from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and he brought Shelby. And we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.